Victims of sexual harassment are urging Washington lawmakers to take steps to make the workplace safer. At a public hearing Wednesday, lawmakers heard personal stories and a rare acknowledgement of past failures. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Melissa Taylor works in the tech industry. She told the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee about something that happened to her in her first job out of college. She and some other women were pressured by a senior executive to go to a strip club. She says that's just one of a number of bad experiences she's had in the workplace, and she knows other women who've had it worse.
And when I think about the time and energy and effort that women put into avoiding these situations, it holds us back, it holds our careers back, it holds our companies back, it holds our communities back, it holds our state back.
Taylor urged the panel of lawmakers to pass a trio of bills aimed at addressing sexual harassment in the workplace. One of the proposals would require the Washington Human Rights Commission to develop model policies that employers could implement to create a safe workplace. The sponsor is Democratic State Senator Karen Kaiser, who chairs the Labor Committee.
It was the unfortunate incidents that we had at the Department of Fish and Wildlife that really turned on the light bulb.
Kaiser was referring to reports last year by Public Radio, the News Tribune, and the Olympian that revealed evidence of a sexualized workplace culture at Fish and Wildlife. We also later reported on a culture of sexual harassment at the state capitol. Barbara Baker is familiar with both worlds. She's the former chief clerk of the Washington State House, who now serves as a Fish and Wildlife Commissioner. In testimony, Baker acknowledged that state agencies and the legislature haven't always owned the problem.
We all do the best we can. I'm sure the best we can is often not good enough.
Baker says model workplace policies would help, but the true test is when victims feel comfortable coming forward. She added that she's proud of Fish and Wildlife's efforts in recent months to change its culture. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.